Playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. It is I, Paul Dodd.
Bringing Gosport closer to you, Paul Dodd from Gosport Hospital Radio.
A night of music, here we go again from the 70s. What have I got for you tonight? Well, tonight I've got anything ranging from Southern Nights with Glen Campbell through a little bit of David Soul. I might have some Harry Melvin and the Blue Notes. I won't have any Queen because the one they've got in this group is not good. I might even have some Smokey. I'm certainly going to have some. I might put Julie Collins in there. I just don't want the record. And then, of course, we've got Earth, Wind and Fire. We've got The Real Thing. It was the 70s. We've got Will I Have Brother of the Man? I might do, you never know, with their take on the little classic from Buddy Holly. Rubettes, Leo Sayer, ELO, Mr. Big, Elvis. Oh, we've got some Moody Blue. Pay attention, Mr. Prez, Mr. Chairman. I've got some Moody Blue, I say. David Soul again, probably not. Sound and Vision, David Bowie. And then ABBA. But what was number one? Well, it was a French little group. And that's all I'm going to say. See how you get on with that. So first up, new into the charts at 50 this week. It would get towards somewhere in the top 10 later on, would it? Not this week, it won't. It'll come back in, it'll go back out again. But it will get back into the top 10 later on in the year. In this week, at number 50, it is Glen Campbell, Southern Nights.
Weeping willows cry for joy. like this and many others in the tree. Glow in the night, in the southern sky.
So it came onto our charts in 69 with Richard Tory Lineman, did Glen Campbell. As I said, Southern Nights actually was his last recording in the UK in 77. Was to get to number... what did he get to? No, he only got to number 28 in the UK. Got to number 1 in the States, number 28 here. Now, there was a little group... it was a well-known group in the 70s, to be fair. Didn't do that well. Not by any stretch of imagination did it do that well. The group was called Racing Cars, and to be fair, they only ever had one record. It got to number 14 in the UK. It didn't do very much over in the States at all. It was the theme tune to a psychological thriller film, and the film was, same as the song, they shoot horses, don't they? This is Racing Cars.
So long, just
Racing Cars, with their only ever recording, is they shoot horses, don't they? Well, yeah, they do. Not all of them, but some of them they do. So that was at number 41. Now, coming back up the charts now to, well, this is quite interesting, because at number 41 was They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Let's get a little bit out of the way to Don't Leave Me This Way at number 36 by Thelma Houston. However, at number 34 was Don't Leave Me This Way by Harry Melvin and the Blue Notes. And I didn't know which one to play you. So I thought, you know what? I don't know what the crossover is going to be like. Because one of the problems I've got with this deck is I can't pre-fade. So I don't know where it will cut in. But I'll try and split it in two and see where we go. We'll start off with the lowest one. The one that's at number... what did I say it was at? Oh, yeah, number 36. And that's Thelma Houston. Don't Leave Me This Way. So, four versions of that song. Now, four recordings of that song. There was Harry Melvin and the Blue Notes in this week in 1977. Took to number five. Thelma Houston, this week, 1977, took to number 13. In 1986, the Communards re-recorded it and took it to number one. Well, it wouldn't do because it was Communards. And in 1995, Thelma Houston re-released this one and got nowhere with it at all. Money grabbing, but never mind. So that was that one. Right, let's whistle up through the 30s and into the 20s. And at number 22, in the 20s, because I've missed out most of those as well. Rubbish year, 1977. I say it was a rubbish year. This one wasn't much good. However, it did exceptionally well for Julie Covington. Did Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Yes, it will get to number one. Sorry, I lied. It had been at number one. So it's way down the charts. Last week at number 12. This week, number 22.
Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
So, Julie Covington, written by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, that was. So, I'm going to number one for a week. However, we started with just under a million. It was the biggest selling single by a female artist at the time. She originally recorded it as It's Only Your Love Returning before the composers, old Rice and Lloyd Webber, said, no, don't like it. Amended the title and redid the vocal, and there it was. Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, rather than It's Only Your Lover. No, I can't do it. All right, so that was at, can't remember now, number 22. Yeah, that was at number 22. At number 19, coming into the top 20, Earth, Wind & Fire, Saturday Night.
What you call think so. Well, I might as well get down to rest.
So, that was Earth, Wind & Fire. Probably one of the most successful R&B groups of the 70s, to be fair. If anybody wants to know what R&B is, just put in Earth, Wind & Fire, and that just about tells it in a wanna. Yeah, very few acts outsold them, to be honest, in the 70s. Although they never had a number one in this country, they achieved 8 successive US top 10 albums over in the States. Not a lot else to say about them, really. From Los Angeles. Very flamboyant stage performances. Group to listen to. Now then, next up, Bernie Flint. Oh, and you're going, Bernie who? You're Bernie Flint. Right, so he's still on the circuit. He's about 71, I think, and he's still on the circuit. More as an after-dinner speaker now than he is as a singer. I've seen him on an after-dinner circuit. He's quite comical. And his song is quite good. He only ever had 2. He had I Don't Want to Put a Hold on You, which I'm going to put up next, and then that got to number 3 in the charts, and then that was succeeded with another hit called Southern Comfort. 1 gold, 2 silver selling albums. So what's so good about him? He still holds the record for the longest winning number of shows on Opportunity Knocks as a singer. 12 weeks he won the show, and then he went and did this, that and the other, then he released a single that propelled his career, and his single was I Don't Want to Put a Hold on You, and it sounds a bit like this. Former sailor as well, and a window cleaner, but he was a Matlow, one of us.
If you want to leave me, well, that's all right. Come the morning and find you gone, Bill. Well, I won't mind. It's not that I don't love you, baby. You know I do. But I don't want to put no hold on you. Such a lovely feeling, darling, having you so near. Gee, it's good to know that you're around. But should you ever go away, then let me make it clear I won't ever try to tie you down. And if you should get restless, well, that's alright. Find that you're in need of a change, well, I won't mind. Don't misunderstand me, baby, my love is true. But I don't want to put no hold on you. Such a lovely feeling, darling, having you so near. Gee, it's good to know that you're around. But should you ever go away, then let me make it clear I won't ever try to tie you down. And if you wanna leave me, well, that's alright. Come the morning and find you gone, well, I won't mind. It's not that I don't love you, baby, you know I do. But I don't want to put no hold on you. No, I don't want to put no hold on you. No, I don't want to put no hold on you. I don't want to put no hold.
Lovely voice, Bernie Flint. Shame he didn't do more, eh? So, next up then. This one was at number 11 in the charts. Nearly in the top 10, not quite. It was going to get up there, to be honest. It was going to get up to number 1. in the end. It was a UK number one, round about, well, it was released in January, 13 weeks in the charts, so in the next couple of weeks it will be at number one. But this week it's at number 11. It was his, I'm just counting now, sixth release. It started with The Show Must Go On. What can I say? He was a nutter, an absolute nutter. All of his first seven hits all reached the top 10, first achieved by his manager, who was a guy called Adam Faith. And those of you who are as old as me or a little bit older will remember Adam Faith. And this is Leo Sayer. And this is, as I said, his sixth or seventh recording. This was his first number one, and it was When I Need You. It's one of those that you turn the lights down low, turn the music down to a gentle hush, and just close your eyes and have a listen. Hopefully with somebody by your side. Or a good bottle. Or a bag of fish and chips.
Of your smile, but you know I won't be traveling forever. It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do. When I need you, I just close my eyes and I'm with you, and all that I saw. Not easy when the road is your driver. Honey, that's a heavy load that we bear. But you know I won't be traveling a lifetime. It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do.
Close my eyes.
written by Albert Hammond and Carol Baeyer-Seger, that one. Not bad, eh? Right, so next up. Oh, you'll love this one. This was by, I'd like to say, a little group, but it's, you're not so sure. It is a little group, actually, when you hear what it's called. So this was by Mr. Big, and this is Romeo.
The light, you make the morning touch a beautiful thing. I am the green grass and you are the rain.
Fall on me, make me grow, no one will ever know. Fall on me, make me grow again.
I am the spirit, you are the light, you make the sunshine brighter, you make me smile.
Mr. Big, I only ever had two records over in this country. Been a UK male vocal band. They had Romeo in 77, got to number four. And then in May, they followed that up with a Feel Like Calling Home. And that was the end of it. However, in 92, a United States version came up called Mr. Big. And they had four hits. They didn't do very well, to be honest. The first one was To Be With You. Did get to number one in the States. Only got to number three over here. Then they had three that didn't even make the top 20. And that was the end of them too. So, but what I don't know is if the US Mr. Big was any remnants of the UK Mr. Big, or what happened to Mr. Big in the UK. Because it was quite a pretty good dandy group, to be honest, in the 70s. Now then, this is where I get shot. I might not be on air next week because the chair is going to hate me. You all know that the chair loves Moody Blues, and he just sits here waiting for me to play Moody Blues. And earlier on, I said I was going to be playing a Moody Blue. Please listen to the intonation. I'm going to be playing a Moody Blue. All right, nothing to do with Moody Blues, because in 1977, I don't know how to do this. December 76, we had Suspicion. August 77, we had his number one of Way Down. But in number six, Elvis Presley was there in March of 1977 with Moody Blue. I'm sorry, Bob, I had to do this. Elvis Presley, Moody Blue.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler betting on the number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby, a Moody Blue. Tell me what I'm getting through. Thursday, when Tuesday comes, she's Wednesday, and to another day again. Her personality unwinds just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. Just when I think I know her well, her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby, a moody blue. Trying to learn your song, but I never do. Hey, Moody Blue, tell me who I'm talking to. You're like night and day, and it's so hard to say which one is you. I'm afraid of my Moody Blue.
I'm really sorry, I've had nothing back on the text yet, but I expect I will in the next 5 minutes. I do apologise to the chair for leading up the garden path, but you have to do it, eh? Got to be done every now and again, just keep on track. So in January 77, Heatwave released a song, so I'm nervous now, released a song called Boogie Nights. It only ever got to number two. This week it's on its way down the charts. It's still at number seven. It was a very internationally successfully UK-based soul stroke disco band. It was formed in Germany in 73 by two brothers, Johnny and Keith Wilder, from the States, would you believe? So the States formed in Germany and then played over here. Yeah, okay. John Templeton was the big form behind the band. He was the keyboard player and probably the main songwriter for the band. But this was Heatwave. This is Boogie Nights.
Oh, you want a boogie. Like a boogie, a boogie, boogie night.
But they still
cook it. If you want a boogie,
boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie,
boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie,
boogie,
boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie, boogie.
Oh, that was Boogie Nights and Heat Wave. Now, coming into the charts at, what's that this week? He's at number five at the moment. It was going to be at number two. He started his career in singing in December 76. Don't Give Up On Us was his first record that went to number one, because it was David Soul. His proper name is David Solberg, but he was David Soul from Starsky and Hutch fame. He was top of the Lux Brigade in the 70s, so when he started singing, he went straight in there. Number one, both in the States and over here, with Don't Give Up On Us. It's still in the charts, it's still in the 30s this week in 77. But in March 77, he released Going In My Eyes Open. It's at number five this week on its way up, and it will get to number two. David Soul, Going In With My Eyes Open. Oh yeah, and the chair hates me.
Something in me said, remember the last time, don't fall in love. I walked so blindly in, I fell and hurt my head. Oh, I can't forget. Stop it if I tried. Hold me.
This time I'm going in with my eyes open.
I won't make the same mistakes again.
This time I'll see the signs and no hearts broken.
Won't be so blind and lose my way. It'd be so nice to love, don't let it end the same. If you get uneasy, just let me know. Don't lie or call me by somebody else's name. I couldn't take it. I know it would break it. And I wanna give you everything.
Singing very much, to be fair, in the 70s. Not at all. I mean, he was a great actor, I suppose, a Starsky Hutch, bouncing over car bonnets. But now, as a singer, I didn't rate him. I don't rate him tonight, and that's why he's finishing early, because I have got three other things that I've got to get done. And the first one is this one. David Bowie, Visions of Sound. And this is Sound of Vision. Number three this week in the charts, and it would only get to number three. We followed up by his tour, of course, in the 80s and the 90s, the Sound of Vision tour.
Yeah.
So this next one will be number one next week. It's actually next week, the week after. Next week or the week after, one of the two. It's number two this week, and it is ABBA, and Knowing Me, Knowing You. More of that, actually. I want to play all of the number one this week. I don't do this very often, but I'm going to do it tonight. That was Know Me, Know You, ABBA. Last one, originally charted in 1958 with a couple called Art and Dottie Todd. This was a remake of it. It didn't chart in the States at all, which is where Art and Dottie Todd came from, and they made it a number one. This was a number one for Chanson d'Amour from the Manhattan Transfer.
Oh,
10 Grammy Awards they had altogether, and this one didn't even chart in the States. Strange that.
Playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio.
See you next week. No, mate.